That was a good one.
That was a good one.
All right, so
yay, we're back.
Number five, I believe this is.
Podcast number five, sans Nick and Sai. They are both out this week.
Yeah, Sai is out because my sister couldn't babysit. And Nick is out because
he was at the American Dream Tour.
Who was at that concert?
Of Mice and Men and Bring Me the Horizon. So it was a really good concert. That's why I wore my Of Mice and Men shirt, because I was sad that I couldn't.
That's great for all our audio listeners
to listen to hardcore music and stuff that makes your ears bleed.
Well, I was talking about how they can see your shirt that you're wearing. So this is probably going to be a much more mellow podcast than we're used to, because it's just you and me. Last week was kind of mellow, too.
Was it really?
Yeah, well, compared to our first three, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we, for the first time, actually made an announcement about our podcast.
Yeah.
And we had a couple listeners that...
I had some people on my cheerleading team listen to it.
Yeah, I was there. I'm on your cheerleading team.
No, you're not. You're on the team that I coach.
Wait, oh, you're talking...
I'm talking about...
Cheer Express.
Yeah.
What did they say about it?
They said they were laughing hysterically. They found it very entertaining.
Well, somebody on my team, and I think I'm going to give our first shout out in the podcast out, Brittany.
Shout out to Brittany. What up, Brittany? Girl? Good job on your fulls today.
Woo. Yeah, she said she liked it and that she's looking forward to listening to it tomorrow instead of listening to her radio on the way to school.
Oh, yay.
So
are we going to have this uploaded by tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't know about all that. Sorry, Brittany, this is going to be kind of late, but whatever.
Yeah, you'll eventually listen to it. Yeah,
but I had a pretty busy week this week. I filed my taxes, which was good.
I have my W-2s, I just have not filed. So, I'm slacking. Good job, Joey Paris. We'll be prepared.
Go me. And I get $81 on my tax returns.
Yay!
Woo. Yeah, it's something exciting. Last year I got like $600 or something.
What?
Yeah.
Did you file that you were going to school? Because that's how you get like an extra $450.
Yeah.
Yeah?
But...
Wow.
I didn't keep track of like my school expenses and stuff, so maybe that's why it...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this has been a very interesting start to a podcast talking about taxes.
I know. Sorry if you're falling asleep. Wake up.
It's okay. But in terms of more, probably not that much more interesting stuff for the people listening, but we have a new website for Awesomeware Studios and Frosted Gaming. They're both the same website, but...
You know what's exciting? That we have Awesomeware Studios. Because I remember there was a big long hassle with us trying to find a name and a website that wasn't taken.
Yeah, and we had Awesomeware before, but Awesomeware.com is taken still to this day. Then we
buy a squatter.
Yeah, we eventually just settled on Awesomeware Studios, so that
eventually became us.
Yeah, but you can access our website through FrostedGaming.com or AwesomewareStudios.com.
Yep, goes to the same place.
Yeah, same place.
Goes to the same place,
and there you can find our podcast and our Let's Plays. And we're actually starting a new series called Just Because.
Which is things you could do in your game, just because.
Yeah, the name kind of comes from the game Just Cause, Just Cause 2 specifically, because we did a bunch of stupid shit in there, and that'll be coming out.
Because that game makes no sense.
It's fantastic, that game is so much fun. So that'll be coming out soon. Me and Ben will be commentating on those tonight, probably.
Right after this.
Oh, so...
So I feel like we should make a wow run.
Yeah, I agree. Wow run.
And then commentary.
Good.
Cool. All right. Well, congratulations on your
stellar
week. And
I also modified the Frosted Gaming logo. It is now from the orange F&G to a nice blue with 70% C and 0% MYK.
So it's a very icy blue. Very fitting.
Yes, yeah, so it's a very nice blue.
And we do have the new... thingy that's going to go in front of our video.
Oh, yeah, we also have a new flash thing, which isn't quite done. Chris had a really good idea. You know how the letters fade in and then they fade out as the word?
Mm-hmm.
He's thinking have them, like, brush away like snow.
Yeah, that could work.
So that'll be cool. That's what I'm going to try to do probably tomorrow or Friday or whenever.
Yeah, when you have time.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll be really neat. But part of that whole process with the new logo and stuff, I made a lot of changes to our Facebook and our YouTube pages.
Yeah.
And Google has pissed me off yet again with their Google Plus trying to incorporate it into fucking everything.
Hey, Google Plus.
And so I was uploading our Cloudberry Kingdom videos, and they said, well, you can't upload your videos. You now have to make a Google Plus page. Your YouTube channel isn't a channel anymore. You have to make a Google Plus page to tie your channel to. Until you do that, you can't do shit. And so I did that, and it was really confusing. I ended up making, like, 4 pages.
Yeah, great.
And I was like, fuck. And so that was a
And then it turns out we didn't need to do any of it.
Well, no, we still had to do one of them.
Yeah.
But it was still a pain in the ass. And the good news is it's all taken care of now, and we actually have a Google Plus page, which I guess may be a benefit, sort of.
So all the Google employees can go to our
Google
Plus page.
Yes.
Because no one else uses that.
But I think one of the benefits of that is that we can, our YouTube videos will automatically show up on our Google Plus page, which is cool. But I also have that set up on our website too, so, you know. Movies.frostedgaming.com.
Check it out.
That's where you should go. And so this is a weird segue, but, you know, fuck it. Well, segues are great.
When have we ever done a good segue?
No. I'm still sick, by the way. I might sound nasally because I'm all congested and my ears hurt.
This is like 3 weeks in a row that you're still sick.
I think I've been sick on every podcast so far.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's been miserable. But NyQuil. NyQuil's great. This podcast brought to you by NyQuil.
Just kidding.
Makes your nights happy.
We have to bill them now.
Do we? Okay, can we do that? Can we just start sending bills to people? Yeah. Like, hey, Maserati, here's your $100,000 bill for mentioning you on the podcast.
Or send us new cars.
Yeah, send us new cars. That's fine, too. So the weird segue being Facebook apparently turned 10.
Not apparently. It's a fact.
Well, yeah, okay, you're right. It is a fact. They're now 10 years old. Which is pretty crazy, because I remember hearing about Facebook for the first time in, like, 7th grade. So, well, I guess that would have been about 7 years ago, so that would make sense.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm old.
Yeah, imagine how I feel. Yeah. I'm older than you.
You remember MySpace. No, I remember from MySpace, too.
Let's not talk about MySpace. Those were the chaos years.
Yeah. Auto-playing music. Can we fire all them? Well, they're already gone now. But
yeah, I was about to say, does that even exist?
MySpace made some changes, or I heard of them making changes about a year or two ago, and the changes look cool, but the problem is nobody's on MySpace anymore.
It's for people who are involved in the music industry mostly now.
Yeah, well, it seemed almost more like a music playlist type thing. Yeah, but it was weird, but it looked cool, but I haven't looked into it, so.
Yep. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, speaking of Facebook turning 10, if you have Facebook, you've probably already seen this.
I'm assuming everybody does.
Everyone has a Facebook. They have like, oh, watch your movie, your Facebook movie.
Yeah, of the last 10 years. You know, I thought it was a one-year thing. And that was for the new year. And I was like, that's weird that they didn't start it till like end of January. But I just realized today when Mark Zuckerberg posted one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 10 years.
Yeah.
So.
And then like the music they have is supposed to be like uplifting and joyous. And then I watched mine. And I think I dropped the F-bomb in every single update that people liked. It's like, these are the posts that people like. It's like, F this, F that. And I'm like,
see,
awesome.
So much has changed in my life over the last like 10 years. I don't think I want to look at pictures of me 10 years ago.
Right?
Like, oh, right, there's my ex-girlfriends. Wow, this feels great, yeah.
I think I only have one picture with one of my exes in there. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, this is exciting, this is cool. And then the rest of it starts playing, and I'm like,
yeah, I'm not liking this anymore. All right, I'm going to turn it off.
Idiot.
Now. Although I haven't actually watched any of them yet. I've successfully scrolled past them all.
5 years ago? 4 years ago? I was an idiot.
No, I'm just saying, I haven't watched any, like, of anybody else's videos, and I haven't made my own.
Don't do it, it's a trap.
No, I probably won't. I usually don't fall into that stuff.
So thank you, Mark Zuckerberg, for wasting everyone's life and making them realize how stupid they were years ago.
Yeah, well, I guess that's good on some levels. Hey, you. No, that was kind of a dumb idea. Probably shouldn't have done that.
Hey, and you don't want the people you know now and the people you're networking with now to see the things you did a long time ago.
That's a very good point. Nothing confuses me more than when somebody will like post a picture of them smoking weed on Facebook. Like, you're obviously doing something illegal. That's fine. I don't hold that again. I have no problem with you doing that on your own time. But for the love of God, don't go out and post it on Facebook. That's, like, the dumbest thing you can do.
I mean, like, if you live in Florida where it's not legal. But if you're in California or Colorado and Washington.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't mind.
Blaze it up!
Assuming you're over 21. That's another thing. Like,
you have to be over 21.
Yeah, you see the, like, 14-year-olds with them smoking and drinking in their profile picture. It's like, you know, fucking stupid.
It's like the adult in me wants to reach through the computer and smack them to death.
Yeah. If I could have one superpower, I think that would be it. The ability to punch people through the computer.
Through the internet.
Or if we could do that like through the podcast, that would be cool too. I would so be okay with that.
I'd just be okay with punching people in the face. Actually, wait, I could do that.
Yes, you can.
Yes! Woo! Step up to reality.
Yeah, go reality. So you watched the Super Bowl? The Super Bowl was last week, 4 days ago.
I started watching it.
Well, you were at my house, weren't you?
I was.
That's when we recorded the Just Cause Let's Plays, or Just Because.
And that's when I stopped watching the Super Bowl. It was almost a halftime, and I just realized that this game was a complete waste of my time.
That would be the Super Bowl, not Just Because.
Right, right. The Super Bowl is so A, one-sided, and B, just a bad game.
Yeah, I heard it wasn't that exciting. I haven't ever watched the Super Bowl ever. I think I might have watched the last Super Bowl, like before this one, but I'm not a big sports person.
I mean, I'll watch the Super Bowl, but I don't really follow professional football. I watch the shit out of college football, though.
Man, so yeah, we're totally the deciding opinions on football with our advanced fan-ness.
Yeah. But no, it was just like, I think the score was like 42 or 43 to 8 at the end.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible. You see the Pornhub. You spend a lot of time on Reddit, right? Or not really?
I thought you were going to say, do I spend a lot of time on Pornhub? I was like, no, Joey. But yes, I spend a lot of time on Reddit.
Have you seen any of the AMAs with Pornhub Katie?
No.
There's a girl...
I generally stay away from things titled porn because I don't want it in my history.
Well, Katie from Pornhub, she's like, I guess they're head of the marketing or something. She does a lot of AMAs and stuff on Reddit, and she's awesome and hilarious. And they actually gave Justin Bieber a lifetime subscription to Pornhub on his 18th birthday. So that was...
That's hilarious.
That was pretty awesome. That's awesome. I guess he never accepted it or used it, but... That was pretty hilarious.
Well, I mean...
You mean what?
I don't know.
All right. Well, good insightful opinions.
Thank you. Yeah. I do my best.
Yeah, she made a tweet after the Super Bowl. It says, "We don't allow rape on Pornhub, so please don't try to upload any videos of the Super Bowl. And that was pretty fucking awesome.
Nice. That's hilarious.
And then Pornhub, in their awesomeness again, they also posted their analytics for the night of the Super Bowl. And you could see, they separated it by city, and you could see... where the accessors to Pornhub died down at the start of the football game, because, you know, everybody's watching the Super Bowl. And then, like, the second half, everybody who lived wherever the Broncos are from suddenly started getting back on Pornhub.
Wow.
So it was pretty hilarious to see
Denver.
So you could see how well the Super Bowl was doing based on the porn watching of the internet. So I thought that was pretty hilarious.
So there they went from one room.
Yeah, and JCPenney's also during the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever was in, I don't know if it was just like crafty marketing or if it was just somebody doing a huge fuck up. They were drunk tweeting about the Super Bowl game. Like, whoever was updating the Twitter account for JCPenney's was clearly drunk. Or they were just being funny, trying to...
I think I remember something about this because one of the people I watch on YouTube, Rob Dom, posted about it and said that it really made him mad and that he doesn't like Twitter. Or some words
made
that
him
affected.
Mad?
Yeah, because it was like, oh, such and such owns Twitter now. It's like, I forget. It's just a really
who
weird...
Who owns Twitter?
No one. But someone posted on Twitter, like, oh, I think it was like, oh, JCPenney owns Twitter now, or something stupid like that.
That's...
I don't know.
That doesn't even make sense. That's a dumb tweet.
Right. But, and that's basically what he said, is a bunch of douchebags jerking each other off on, like, celebrity douchebags.
Oh, so he's talking about the circle jerk surrounding the whole JCPenney thing is stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was another stupid circle jerk, and we'll probably offend people with this, but I don't even care. I guess there was a lot of hubbub about the Coca-Cola Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah. Yep, that made a lot of people
mad. I haven't actually seen any of the Super Bowl commercials, but I guess they did the America the Beautiful song, but they sang it in 7 different languages, and that pissed people off, because, you know, in America, we only
speak
one language, and that's English. Hey. No, there are no other languages in America.
Right, and I can see where the idiots would think that.
Yeah, but just to be clear, you know, we're a well-rounded country with lots of different language speakers.
That's true. And they all want to be like us. That's my thing. It's like, why are you getting mad at people who are singing in a different language? Clearly, they want to be
American. They want to be part of America. Not everybody who lives in America has to speak English.
Just obtain it through legal means. Don't jump the border. Don't be a dick.
Oh... So, last week, I remember we talked about how Google sold Motorola.
Yes.
To Lenovo. I found out the price. Lenovo bought it for, it was either $3 or $3.9 billion.
Yeah, I was hoping there's a B and not an M at the beginning of that word.
Yeah, it was a pretty big deal. But it turns out the whole reason Google bought Motorola in the first place was just to acquire their patents. Mm. So what happened is Google bought Motorola, and they did some stuff with Motorola. They kind of brought them up. And then what they did is they took their patents and they turned them into Google patents, essentially.
So, like, the Droid and...
Well, and other stuff, like, way beyond our pay grade about technology stuff that I wouldn't even understand. So they took those patents, and then they sold Motorola without the patents to Lenovo.
That was smart.
That was really smart. So what they're doing is they're trying to... The general consensus is that they're trying to keep the Android market clean and allowing everybody to use these patents for all of their Android devices. And so they, but they didn't really need Motorola for that, so they sold Motorola just to hold on to the patents.
Oh, that's good.
Which is why Lenovo now has Motorola. So I found that pretty
interesting. Can Droid do, or can Google clean all the crap off of the Google Play Store or whatever it is?
No, unfortunately, that would be a pretty hard task.
Because there is a lot of worthless, stupid crap.
Yeah, there's a lot of like knockoff games that are like Minecraft lookalikes and stuff.
Yeah,
that just aren't that good, and they're solely there to try to rip people off who are looking for Minecraft and don't find it.
Yeah, they're like, oh wait, play something just like Minecraft for 99 cents, and then you buy it and it turns out being nothing like Minecraft.
Yeah, so that's pretty shitty.
Voxel based games, those are pretty big, or they were big on Kickstarter a few months ago.
The what part?
Well, voxel based games, I guess that's what it's called.
Voxel's a weird thing, and it's turned into like a weird like marketing buzzword that most voxel games aren't actually voxel games.
Yeah. Like I saw that word a lot, and I'm like, what the? Why are you using
the way voxel? No, I'm not even going to bother explaining because I know I'm wrong. And so, something though I want to establish early on in our podcast series here at Awesomeware, we have no factual integrity at all. So anything we say doesn't actually have to be backed up by fact. It's the fact because we said it.
So sometimes I have sources. But most of the time I don't, so I'm just speaking out of my ass.
So it doesn't matter if we're wrong or still right. That's how it works here at Awesomeware.
Fact.
Yeah.
And it's a fact because I say it's a fact.
Yeah, exactly. So kind of back in the whole patent discussion, I found out recently that Twitter owns the pull to refresh patent. So you know how on like Facebook or Twitter or whatever, when you pull down the screen...
On your phone, right?
Yeah, on your phone. Sorry, okay. Yeah, you're on your phone.
I was about to say, I can't pull my screen down on my computer.
And that pull to refresh, they own the patent for that. Meaning, if they wanted to, they could actually sue like Facebook for taking that from them. But
Wait, who owns Twitter? Does Twitter own Twitter or does Facebook own Twitter?
Twitter owns Twitter.
Okay.
Facebook and Twitter are two separate entities.
Okay.
And Facebook owns Instagram.
That's what it was.
And Twitter owns Vine. And Vine and Instagram are kind of, in a way, competitors, sort of, I guess.
They weren't. And then Instagram added the video function.
To compete with Vine. So that's interesting.
Funny Vine, I do a head plant, and that's going to be on the internet soon. So
is that on a Vine? We should get a...
It's going to be...
Awesomeware Frosted Gaming Vine.
We should.
Probably Awesomeware, I think.
But one of the girls on my team recorded that, so as soon as she puts it up, I'll link it
to
the website.
Put it in the Awesome Life section?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still got to post that other Awesome Life there.
Thank you. Anyway.
You seem like you have a thought. Do you have a thought?
Usually I do, and then as soon as I say anyway or go segue into it, it's like, ha-ha, freedom!
It dies of loneliness.
Yeah. The single thought.
So what do you know about Chromecast? Do you know?
Oh, no, that's not what I want to talk about. But we were talking about patents, and yes. Now it's back.
Okay, go ahead.
The candy...
Candy Jam.
The Candy Jam, yes.
All right, so we talked about before the Candy Crush.
And I'm so happy this happened.
Talking about the Candy Crush stupid patent things because they're a bunch of jerks.
King patented the word candy for gaming and clothing.
So basically they're a bunch of dicks, so fuck them. Anyway.
And so the gaming industry did.
So the gaming industry came up with this thing called Candy Jam, and basically it's a bunch of indie developers going out and creating games with candy in the name, having to do with candy for the sole purpose of...
Pissing off King
and making more work for them. So they're really not going to fight the patents or anything. They're just there to... make them have to go through that extra mile, and I guess they're going to keep doing it till King stops.
Stop being dicks about it.
Yeah, so I don't know how that's going to work.
I'm going to fucking make a shit game and just call it Candy Dicks.
So maybe they'll eventually like retire the patent. Okay. Or, I'm sorry, retire the trademark.
Yeah,
and then not a patent.
Trademark. That's what it was.
Wait, which apparently just happened to Watch Dogs like 2 or 3 days ago.
Oh yeah, I heard.
Yeah, I don't know the full story. But I guess Watch Dogs, which is a game coming out probably next year, or end of this year?
Toward the end of this year, yeah.
Which I'm super excited for, by
Me
the way.
Too, that's the number one game.
I cannot wait for Watch Dogs, that game's going to be fucking awesome. But I guess, like, a week ago, either the trademark expired, which I don't think it would have expired that quickly, meaning somebody had to file to remove the trademark. But I highly doubt that Watch Dogs would do that.
Yeah, Activision makes that, right?
Was it Ubisoft? I think it's Ubisoft.
Ubisoft, Activision, one of the two.
I think it's Ubisoft.
But
so we think it was just like, for the internet things, it was just like a troll just who's like, yeah, I'm going to file out this paperwork to remove the Watch Dogs trademark. So meaning, I guess anybody can just fill out that paperwork if they wanted to.
That's a dick move, though.
Yeah, so if they're that troll, I just want to know, why did they go after Watch Dogs and not after Candy Crush?
Yeah.
I mean, really. So I'm assuming it's going to be, like, reinstated their trademark, but I don't...
King, don't get any smart ideas and try to trademark Watch Dogs.
Yeah, no, well, that would be fucking awful. Or anybody doing that.
I would personally drive over to where King's headquarters are and go punch every single person there.
Is that a threat? Are you threatening everybody on the podcast?
No.
Better think carefully here. We're going to end up on more government watch lists.
Bombs.
Bombs, 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 and bombs.
And terrorism.
Terrorist activity.
America.
Yeah, we're going to file this under the public hating category on iTunes. Yeah, we hate everybody. Hate America. Just kidding. We love America. America's great.
Yay.
Yeah, anyway, moving on.
Dear America.
So how do you feel about microtransactions in games since we're talking about Candy Crush and...
I feel like we've talked about this already.
Not on the podcast. You and me talked about it in the car the other day. I think it was Super Bowl Sunday, actually, but... We haven't really talked about it on the podcast yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did talk about it because we were on our way to get pizza.
Pizza, you're right. Yeah, from now, Hungry Howie's?
Hungry Howie's, yeah.
I think it's still in the fridge. Anyway.
Oh.
Back to the topic at hand.
Back to the topic. Yeah. Microtransactions.
Hey, like, how do you feel about it? What's your general consensus? Do you ever pay for... Because I know Nick was saying he does for Candy Crush, even. He'll, like, pay for extra lives or whatever.
Right, yeah. You can do that, and I don't. But... It's a complicated thing. Because if I pay for a game, I don't want microtransactions. If I'm paying you to play your game...
Like in the first place, like to originally get the game.
Yeah, if you have like a $4.99 game, I want to pay my $4.99 and I want complete access to the game.
I agree.
I don't want to have to pay to get further in life. Be like, oh, well, you beat the first 10 levels, pay us 99 cents to get to the next 10.
Right, or you know, you've played 5 levels in the last hour, either wait 3 hours or pay 99 cents to get
to recharge your energy. It's like, if I paid you $5 for this game, shouldn't I have all the energy I want?
Right. Well, exactly. Now, how do you feel, though, if it's like a free game, like Plants vs. Zombies?
Plants vs. Zombies is free?
Plants vs. Zombies 2 is the sequel. But they're pretty heavy in microtransactions.
How heavy?
I don't actually know. I haven't actually played it. But I know there's a lot of microtransactions in it, but the game itself is free.
Right.
So how do you feel in that scenario?
The microtransactions have to be worth the gameplay, in my opinion.
Okay.
Say I play a game called Brave Frontier.
Never heard of it.
It's kind of like a role-playing game, and it's really really basic, but it's a lot of fun. And me and a few of my other friends from cheerleading play it. And basically, the game is free.
Okay.
And you can pay to get gems, which you can use to upgrade your characters, or you can get gems through gameplay. And it's not necessarily hard to get the gems. Like, you have to complete one section or level up.
Okay, but you still have to do something to get it. You know, and I like that, too. And I feel, as long as you can unlock everything for free, even if it's a free game, I still get a, like, better taste in my mouth, I guess you could say.
Right.
When everything is reasonably accessible in the
Right, exactly. Game. And that's what I was kind of getting at, is, like, in this game, I feel like it's so accomplishable, so... relatively easy to get things that I don't mind paying for it. Because if I'm just being impatient, I'm like, I want that character.
Right, but I would hate to get like to level 50 and now all of a sudden you're done. Unless you pay money, you can't get any further. Right. So.
Well, and,
no?
then,
Go ahead.
And there's something about that too. Like, say you beat the main storyline in the game and the developers release an expansion kind of like DLC.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
Even if I paid for the game, I think.
Right, yeah,
as long as I feel like I got $5 worth of gameplay out of the initial levels, I have no problem paying even another $5 for a second storyline.
Exactly. But, and where it's kind of a toss-up there is, like, when they make sequels. I feel like, for mobile games especially, you should just make it a downloadable content to expand your game so you can carry on the story.
Well, there are some problems with that from a developmental standpoint. If you've upgraded your engine...
Yeah, that's true.
Reassessing assets. You know, maybe your original game was 50 megabytes and your new game's going to be 50 megabytes. You don't want 50 megabyte DLC, at least not, you know, in the mobile game space.
That makes sense. But if it's only like a small expansion,
right.
Then you shouldn't have to download a second app.
But something that really bothers me is when you have like $60 games, EA, I'm looking at you, that then they have DLC like cars and, or their racing games.
Are you talking about like Forza? And
I can't remember which racing game it was.
Forza or Gran Turismo? I know what you're talking about because I do like
racing. I paid $60 for this game and now I have to pay to unlock more cars. Fuck that. That's bullshit.
Like, I'm not paying you $10 to unlock this car.
Well, it's definitely an EA game. Is it Need for Speed? I played it. Because I downloaded it on... I think it's Need for Speed. It was part of their... When the SimCity launch, the most recent game, their launch was kind of shitty because of their servers. Because, you know, always online DRM or whatever. It's a load of horseshit. And they actually announced they are working on an offline version of SimCity.
That's good.
Which they claim forever, oh, no, 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 we can't do that because we need to do calculations on our server. And so it was all, like, fucking lies. Yeah. But, I mean, it is good that they're finally making an offline version, but it's still kind of shitty that they lied in the first place.
Yeah. I concur.
So, anyway, where was I going with that? Oh.
Microtransactions and $60 games.
Right, and I was playing... And part of that bad launch, they gave out a free game of your choice from, like, a selection of six or seven games, which was kind of nice of them.
That's cool.
And one of them was... I believe it was Need for Speed. Mm-hmm. But a good portion of that game, you have to buy the cars, like, with real cash. And so it was kind of shitty, and then...
I would get really pissed.
Some people even accused them of saying, well, yeah, they gave us games for free, but they're super DLC-heavy games. They're going to make money off of it anyway if you play it, because if you really want to enjoy it, you got to spend money.
Yeah, or you have to grind for, like, 60 hours or something ridiculous.
Right, where the payoff to work is just not worth it.
Right. EA is very, very infamous for making... games that you can't beat without having to buy extra shit.
Although recently they got a new CEO, probably 6 months ago, and I've heard better things about them since that's happened.
That's cool.
So I guess, you know, that's good. And somebody else just got a new... Oh, Microsoft got a new CEO.
Really?
Yeah, that was like 2 or 3 days ago. Also, I forget who it was.
That's crazy.
I think it was a girl.
That's also...
Yeah, that's the only information I have, so.
Cool. Well, congratulations to the new CEO.
Yeah, she's also an alien. Because on the Awesomeware podcast, we have nothing but facts.
Right.
Right. So she's an alien.
Congratulations, Mrs. Alien CEO of Microsoft. Yes.
What if she actually looks like an alien? That'd be great.
That'd be great or horribly unfortunate.
Yeah, but I would get bonus points for saying it without
her. Sure.
Yeah, so... So what other mobile games have you been playing lately?
Like I said, I play a lot of Brave Frontier. They made a Dragon Age game.
Flappy Bird.
Flappy Bird.
Segways, yes.
You've seen me play Flappy Bird. I was trying to think of the games that I like to play.
I was trying to get you to naturally segue in, and you just threw that out the window.
It was going to happen.
Which was my list of games that nobody plays.
Well, no. People that play the Dragon Age games on, like, the consoles and whatever, and I feel like the Dragon Age game on mobile is, you know, it's a fun in-betweener.
I'll admit, I'm kind of really behind on games.
Yeah.
I have that problem. But anyway.
But Flappy Bird.
Flappy Bird, that
fuck Flappy Bird.
Yeah, that seems to be the general consensus. I have no desire to play that game. Everyone's like, oh, this game is awful. You should play it. Well, I'm not going to fucking play it.
And that's right. It's like, and that was my idea, is everyone's like, oh, this is fucking awful. Fuck this game. It's so stupid. And I'm just like, it can't be that bad. So I download it, and it's just as bad as everyone says. Like, yeah. I've had times when I want to chuck
and
my
yet
phone.
And you keep playing it.
No, I've stopped.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
But it used to be like whenever I see someone playing it and they're getting pretty far, I was like, well, I can't let them beat me, so I have to go spend 30 minutes getting pissed off at this stupid game to beat them.
Yeah, no, I'm highly
competitive.
Yeah, but I'm not, so I have like no.
But now I just see people playing. I'm like, you're fucking dumb. Just kidding. I don't judge you for playing Flappy Bird.
Because Ben plays Flappy Bird. I, on the other hand, who don't play Flappy Bird anymore. I can judge you all I want. I'll keep my judgments to myself.
I've played it, therefore I can judge you. I don't play it because I would lose my fucking Galaxy S4 for throwing it at a wall.
Ben would lose his phone.
I would lose $500 investment to buy a new phone, I'd say.
Yeah, unless you have insurance and it's like $100. Chris's phone, he just dropped his phone and he was able to replace it for like $100.
Does he have an Android or?
Yeah, he's got S3. But still, it's insurance. I think it's a flat rate no matter what phone you have.
Yeah, for me, I think it's like $170 though. But...
Any interesting Android news going on, or not really?
Not that I know of. I haven't heard anything recently. I mean, they're working on the S5, I guess.
Yeah, I want the LG G2 still, but I'm not due for an upgrade until, like, October or something.
Speaking of Androids, this completely off-topic, the new Transformers movie.
Androids, robots.
Metals,
okay.
Robots, yeah.
Yeah, giant robots, which now contains dinosaurs.
Well, because they did have Beast Wars, which was a Transformers spinoff.
I vaguely remember that.
What was it, Optimus Primal? was the giant.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, that's...
Well, I guess back then it wasn't considered cheesy. Now it's cheesy.
Now it's cheesy, so I'll get out. But yeah, he was a gorilla.
Oh, really? A gorilla? That's weird.
Optimus Prime was a gorilla. And then...
Oh, because he was a prime ape?
And then Megatron was the dinosaur, but which makes me really question the Transformers
franchise. So we're saying the dinosaurs are the bad people here?
No, because in the trailer, I think Optimus Prime is riding in on a dinosaur robot.
Oh.
Which makes no sense.
Wait, why are we judging this movie? That sounds kind of awesome. Dinosaur robots. At first, I was like, that looked really dumb, but...
And then they have dinosaur Mark robots. Mark Wahlberg is an okay actor. The trailer...
I was going to say, the trailer, there was one line where he was, like, yelling for his girlfriend or something. That was the most, like, poorly recorded line.
I was about to say, I hope that that's not a true reflection of what's actually going on.
Yeah, because that was some bad acting there in,
Absolutely terrible. But, I mean, then again, we are taking that scene out of context.
Right, so maybe it wasn't so bad.
Maybe it's not absolutely terrible, and there's enough action going on to kind of...
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not like anybody goes to see a Transformers movie for its... High quality
stellar
story.
Acting and, well, I mean, the Transformers stories were pretty good for the cartoon.
Well, I think Megan Fox. Yeah, was it Megan Fox?
Mm-hmm.
Said to Michael Bay, and this was why she ended up not being in the movie anymore, that Transformers is not an acting movie. It's
Well.
Which is kind of true. I mean, it's up there with like the Bourne movies and.
And Pacific Rim.
Nobody's going. Yeah, Pacific Rim. Nobody's going for the story. You're going to see giant robots fighting each other.
Yeah, you want to see some metal flying around and metal robots beating the shit out of each other.
And some explosions. And that's Michael Bay right there. He's got some serious explosions.
Yeah, that's why you see a Michael Bay movie. You don't see it for the acting. You see it for the explosions.
And then he's got an awesome house.
Probably. Do you know how much money that fucker makes?
Hey, I mean, he's probably got sprinklers that are just explosions. Oh, the hedges are getting big again. Better blow them up. That's a very Michael Bay thing to do. So where do we go from here? I'm watching a lot of Netflix, speaking of Transformers. I watched Transformers on Netflix the other night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
After the Super Bowl, after you saw the shitty fucking Transformers commercial that
was... No, I think it was before that.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, because, you know, it's one of those good movies to put on in the background and not really watch.
Back to that trailer, there weren't even that many good explosions, I don't think. Like, normally their trailers are like...
Well, for what it's worth, it was the first commercial in... Explosions are always like an after effect.
But it was a Super Bowl commercial, and those are supposed to be the best commercials.
Was it a Super Bowl commercial, or was it like a pre-Super Bowl commercial?
No, it wasn't on before the Super Bowl, because I would have seen it, for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, he's got lots of money from the other one, so I guess to him that doesn't fucking matter.
Right, and this is a complete reboot now?
Yeah, complete reboot. Nobody's the same in it. I'm guessing the voices of Optimus Prime and stuff probably are.
Who is Agent Smith?
Who's Agent Smith?
From the Matrix movies. Optimus Prime is the same...
God, I haven't seen the Matrix movies in so long, I have no idea who the fuck that is.
Oh, man. He's the bad guy in the Matrix movies.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. I can't remember where I was going with that thought, but it was a thought.
You were watching a lot of things on Netflix because you're watching...
No, there was something else in the middle, but that's okay. We'll move on from that. But I finished that show Leverage I've been watching forever.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I had to watch Transformers, because I finished Leverage. I was like, oh, shit, I'm out of shows. But now I'm watching... White Collar, which is a surprisingly similar show to Leverage, but a lot better in terms of acting and story and all that other stuff. But there's some similar stories in it that are like... Yeah,
so it's almost, like Leverage, but better.
Yeah, but it's surprising how many, like, I'm like, is that an Easter egg or something? Which reminds me, in the last season of Leverage, or maybe the second to last, mm-hmm. they had a Doctor Who reference.
Did they?
Yeah, and then they started playing the Doctor Who theme. I was like, but it was the older one. So I was like, that sounds familiar. And then, like, two scenes later, the tech guy was wearing a bow tie. He's like, bow ties are cool.
Huh.
So I was like, yep, that was definitely a Doctor Who reference. I'm positive now.
Nice.
So that was awesome. But yeah, that show's over now. It was an okay show. I said it before. It's just good to watch in the background.
Yeah.
But White Collar, I kind of got to pay attention to a little bit more.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. TV shows that you actually got to pay attention to instead of just background noise.
Yeah. And another one of those great shows was Psych.
But, Psych was... I love that show. That's funny.
Yeah, it's in its last season, though.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's... I think it's eighth season now, and they've declared or announced that it's going to be their last season.
Nice.
So it's kind of sad, but I mean, it's run for 8 years, and I thought...
That's longer than a lot of TV shows.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of shows seem to go right for 8 years. Like, Dexter went for 8 years. I'm sure other shows did, too.
See, I really didn't even get into Dexter, though. Like...
I would recommend it.
The few episodes I did watch were good, but I just couldn't like get completely drawn in.
Oh, I love that show. That's on my top list of my top three favorite shows.
It was three or four seasons deep when I started watching, though, and I just like I felt like I needed to know the backstory before I continued on. Yeah. It's one of those shows, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of a continuity story. But and speaking of Netflix, House of Cards was renewed for its third season.
Cool stuff. That's the political one, right?
That's the political one, but it's kind of a big deal because it's Netflix's original series. Nobody else made House of Cards. It's made by Netflix for Netflix. So I don't even think you can get it on DVD. I think you can only stream it.
True.
So that's kind of a big deal that they're renewed for a third season. So that means they're doing well on it, I'm assuming. But Netflix has an interesting...
my own boss actually watches that show.
Yeah? My dad watched it, I think. But Netflix has an interesting thing because they don't have any advertisers or anything. They don't actually have to announce or release their viewing ratings.
Yeah.
Because they're not appealing to any marketers or anything, so they keep it all to themselves. Because they've got three series. They've got House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, and like Hemlock Grove. Hemlock Grove is pretty terrible.
Orange is the New Black, that's Netflix only?
Yep, Netflix original series. And there's another one, Derek, which is apparently actually a show in Europe also, but in America it's only on Netflix. You can't see it on TV.
True, true.
But anyway, and they don't have to advertise how those shows are doing, so they're just like, yeah, they're doing well, but you don't actually know that. I mean, House of Cards, I'm assuming they are, because they've been renewed for three seasons.
Yeah.
Orange is the New Black probably is. That's a good show. My dad really likes it.
I think my ex's dad watches that show.
Okay.
Or mom, one of the two. Yeah, someone watches it in the house.
Yeah, so and I enjoyed that show, Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
So I'd be interested to see a second season.
I need more.
But I watched all of Hemlock Grove. Not a good show. Would not be surprised if it didn't get renewed. But again, they said it was doing well because they can say whatever they want.
Yeah.
So that was kind of...
We should make our own show and pitch it to Netflix.
Or we could have our own service. Just like, yeah, pitch we're doing good. Pitch it to ourselves. Yeah, we got 100,000 fans. Like on this podcast, 100,000 listeners. Fact.
No one has to know.
Nobody has to know.
All right. Well, that topic ended fairly suddenly.
Yeah, it did. It was nice and abrupt. But you know something I can't believe we haven't talked about yet on the podcast is the Halo TV show. Like, when the fuck is that going to happen? With Steven Spielberg?
I'm assuming once they sell more Xbox Ones.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I'm assuming it's in production already.
I'd like to hope so, but then I heard... Something about, I guess they might be changing producers or...
No. I think they're making a separate thing more similar to...
Forward Unto Dawn.
Forward Unto Dawn, yeah. Because the Halo TV show is something completely separate.
Okay.
From what I've heard. But that, the one you're talking about, has only been a rumor so far. It hasn't actually been confirmed by anybody.
Oh, okay.
So. Alright, well that was a nice detailed topic about the Halo TV show.
Oh, excellent. Great. But I am looking forward to that. I really love the Halo storyline. I have literally all the books.
Yeah, man, that first book would make a fantastic movie.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't under...
Are you talking about The Fall of Reach or The Flood?
The Fall of Reach.
Fall of Reach, yes.
Came before The Flood.
Yeah, where it goes from the beginning of the Spartan program and everything.
Right.
If you have not read, definitely go to Books A Million, go to Barnes & Noble, pick that book up, because that is a really good read.
The Fall of Reach, yeah, very good.
The whole series is good. You'll be hooked after that book.
Yeah. And The Flood is the Halo one.
The Halo CE is
essentially the same storyline, but still a very good read. Some couple different points of view in there than the game, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's bound to happen with books.
Yeah. But anyway, no, because the person who ended up making District 9, that was originally the Halo movie.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then
I remember being severely disappointed when District 9 came out.
I was actually pleasantly surprised by District 9, because the first time I watched District 9, I only worked the first half hour, which was a very Borat-esque movie, and I hated Borat. I feel like I'm alone on that, but I could not stand Borat, I could not stand Bruno. Those movies were so awful. And so that was how the first 30 minutes of District 9 kind of was, because their main interviewer guy had that Borat voice.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch it, and I put it off for like 3 or 4 years. And one time I was actually with... Daniel dog sitting for Adam.
Gotcha.
And District 9 was on, and I ended up watching it. It turned out to be a really good movie, but...
See?
You didn't like it?
Didn't like it. Wasn't a fan, because I knew that it was supposed to be the Halo movie when I watched it.
And I didn't know that till years after.
I was expecting it to be this big, high, glossy, big production, and then I saw District 9, and I was like, Really?
Okay. Well, to each their own. Anyway, I guess the reason that director ended up not making the Halo movie was because there were too many other people involved. You know, like you had Microsoft saying these things and Bungie saying these things.
And Eric Nylund, the author of the books.
Right, and everybody was giving their input, and so he didn't have the freedom to make the movie he wanted. And actually, now that I think about it, I want to say he's the one who is rumored to be making the new Halo thing you were just talking about.
Who is?
The director of District 9.
Okay.
But on the condition that he can do with the movie what he wants to do.
See, I don't like when people say that. I like when they go by either, well, Bungie and 343's Halo Bible. They have, like, a book of things that you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do.
I would be okay with that, too. I mean, I'm pretty uneducated on the topic, which I seem to say a lot when I'm editing these podcasts, because I'm uneducated a lot.
But, yeah. I found out that they had this little Bible thing from going on Halopedia.com.
Yeah, I want to read that Halo Bible.
They don't let anyone
touch it. No, I know. But anyway, if somebody could just do it based on that book, that would be a solid movie.
Oh, absolutely.
That would do fantastic, even for non-Halo fans.
Yeah.
I mean,
even if they took the entire book series, like, all of the books would make good movies.
Yeah, they would. Well, I've only read the first three, but those three would all make very good movies.
Yep.
Even completely independent of the books.
Yeah. But then again, you would need a lot of money to make those look good.
Yeah, you would.
Otherwise, you're just have idiots running around in cardboard boxes and calling it Halo.
Yeah. But who did you ever play Halo Wars? You did, right?
Yes. I actually did like that game. I like strategy games.
I did too. It wasn't a great strategy game, but the CG in that game was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I would even enjoy watching a movie made by them, an animated movie.
Yeah.
I bet that would be really good too.
That'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am now out of topics. Being just the two of us, we went right through this topic list without any hang time.
Well, since we are on the topic of games, which I feel like this podcast has been pretty heavy on games.
Yeah, pretty much. Sorry, Brittany, this is probably not your ideal podcast, but that's okay. That's it. That's your second shout out this podcast, so you're still going to like it anyway. All right?
Yeah, and that's a fact, because we said that.
Yes.
All right. But what's your favorite kind of game? I gave you some time to think about this.
Oh, you did, and I spent no time thinking about it, despite having ample warning time. I'm definitely a first-person shooter. Well, I like first-person shooters for sure, but I really like all types of game.
What do you enjoy the most playing?
It depends what mood I'm in.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, because like sometimes I like to play Just Cause 2, which is an open-world, do-whatever-the-fuck-you-want kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
I also like playing Battlefield and Halo, and those are first-person shooters. Payday 2 is really cool. It's a first-person shooter, but it's something unique. And actually, I think I played it for the first time since our last podcast, but that's a really fun game.
See? Almost exact opposite. I absolutely despise first-person shooters.
That's because you're not good at them.
Right. With the exception of Halo, which I play for the story,
terrible at Halo.
I'm not that bad at Halo. Halo I'm actually surprisingly okay in. Okay, not good. Not good by any stretch of the imagination.
Not to toot my own horn, but I'm pretty damn good at Halo.
You are really good. You put me to shame.
Especially in Halo 4. When I was playing Halo 4, I was getting like 26 to 30 kills every match. Nick called me one night because we were playing together, but we didn't have our mics in. And he called me. He's like, "Dude, how the fuck are you doing that?" But shit, I just spilled my drink all over my pants.
Good job, fuck. Joey Paris. It looks like you peed yourself.
That's okay. Yeah, it does look like I peed myself. Fuck. That's okay. Well, we're almost done ending this podcast. I'll just deal with the wet pants until then.
In real life, I have fairly good accuracy with shooting guns. In first-person shooters, I have the accuracy of a stormtrooper. I can't hit shit. But, so that was my thing. My personal favorite kind of games are, like, action-adventure games.
Yeah.
Those are a lot of fun. Or, like, anything where I actually have to use my brain, because first-person shooters, not very brain-intensive.
I don't know. There are some pretty, especially in, like, Battlefield, when you have your squad, there are some...
Well, that's tactical.
Yeah, tactical thinking.
But... Let's be honest, when the fuck have you ever been on Battlefield and your teams actually work together?
When I'm actually talking to all of them and I know them all personally.
Right. How often does that happen?
Not very often.
Not very often.
Although,
it's usually your team screaming, "I fucked your mom."
Team doubles on Halo. It's fucking my mom. And team doubles on Halo, Chris and I did some serious
Well, again, because you were with Chris.
Yeah.
And you and Chris make it.
Which reminds me, again, I'm going to toot my own horn here. Own whore?
You're going to toot a whore here.
Toot my own horn. There was a party at Sai's house. I don't remember what it was. Might have been St. Patrick's Day.
Probably.
And we were playing team doubles. I don't remember what happened, but whoever was my partner decided to get up and leave to do something else, and I demolished the other team by myself.
So. I think it was you and Nick got up to play beer pong with Sai, and that's why he didn't come back.
And so I ended up killing the other team by like 5 or 6 points.
By himself.
By myself, which was pretty awesome. Go me.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do like Halo, but then again, not
But
like,
for the story, not for the shooting.
But for the story, not for the shooting. And that's why I particularly dislike the Call of Duty franchise, because I feel like their stories are just so poorly written.
I've played like 3 or 4 Call of Duty games. I have no idea what happened in any of them, because they're not cutscenes. They're pictures of maps with people talking.
Yeah.
Which is totally disinteresting to me. Yeah. And you can't skip it. At least I remember not being able to skip it. I haven't played a Call of Duty game in, since Modern Warfare 2.
Well, the thing is you can walk away. You can walk away and you won't miss anything. You just follow the objectives, walk in a straight line.
But,
and shoot
Battlefield 4 has a really good story. I haven't finished it yet, but it has a really good story so far. At least
really?
As far as a first-person shooter goes. And so does Far Cry 3, which I talked about last week, I think. But I'm really enjoying that story, too.
So. Cool.
Oh,
maybe I'll pick up a couple first-person shooters.
Yeah.
But
you can do full plays on them, just play the whole game, but...
Me?
But both of us together.
Okay, you and me, yeah, that'd be
all
cool.
Them together.
If they have multiplayer.
Yeah. So do we want to wrap it up here?
I suppose we could.
Yeah.
Hopefully wrap it up.
Yeah, we'll do the commentary on the videos after this. Maybe go to Wawa. I'm going to change my pants now that I've successfully wet myself.
Wawa is a go. Wait, we skipped something.
What did we skip?
That I just want to briefly go over, even though none of us smoke. CVS and Walgreens.
Oh, yeah. CVS and Walgreens have announced they are no longer selling tobacco products, which is an interesting business model.
Yeah. And what I've heard from Nick and when Sai used to, they both used to smoke.
Oh, so Sai doesn't smoke anymore?
No.
Good for him.
Sai quit when Riley was born.
Did he? Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then he, for a brief time there, he only smoked when he drank, and then he completely cut that too.
Okay.
So.
Well, good for him.
Yep, Sai's kicked it. I think Nick's trying to kick it as well now.
Is he?
But I remember...
Well, I've heard those e-cigarettes are a pretty good way to kick it.
That's how Sai quit.
Although there's a group of people, like I saw them on Reddit, there's R e-cigarettes or something like that, e-cigs maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are just like, well, there's no downsides to e-cigarettes, so...
Yeah, you don't get all like...
And I'm sure somebody's going to comment on there's downsides to e-cigarettes, but fuck you, the internet says otherwise. And I believe the internet.
You believe everything you read on the internet.
Exactly.
Just like
and so
should.
They've just moved on to smoking only e-cigs, so they get their nicotine fix, but without the other concerns. And
yeah.
So they started to do it so they could quit, and then they're like, well, this isn't so bad.
Yeah.
So.
Well, props to them, but
yeah. But it's an interesting business model from Walgreens and CVS's standpoint, because that does bring in people to buy other products in there.
It does, but I've heard from a lot of people who smoke or used to smoke that every time they went to get cigarettes from like a CVS or a Walgreens, they were always stale. And I don't really know how.
Yeah, I was gonna say I didn't know cigarettes could be stale, but.
But yeah, Sai and Nick used to complain all the time, like, dude, don't go to CVS. He's like, all their shit is.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm assuming they go stale because they're on the shelf too long.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not selling them anyway, and this becomes like a positive press opportunity for them to be like, well, we're not going to support selling cigarettes anymore because they're not good for you.
That's what I think they did. I think it's
so. That makes sense. I could lose money, but maybe it's not. Maybe they're already losing money and. Now they're just using it as a, hey, look at us.
Yeah. We're doing something positive.
And I just heard a story. It might have been a Super Bowl commercial, but they have a new line of, like, quit smoking now hotline, or commercials for their hotline. And apparently they're very, like, emotionally evoking.
Oh.
Trying to get people to quit, which...
See, I don't smoke, so...
I was gonna say, yeah, I mean, that's the problem. I don't smoke, so I'm not a very educated, person on the side. There I go saying that again.
Yep, not very educated.
Hey, I'm not very educated. That's a fact.
Anything technical, Joey's very educated.
I am very technical at that stuff.
But as far as pop culture and shit that's kind of going on in the world.
Yeah, I don't even have fucking cable, so I don't know shit about what's going on in the world.
All you need is Netflix anyway.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I guess on that note, and it's probably a short podcast. It's probably like an hour or so.
That's fine.
Good news is I don't have to listen to this to edit because we didn't. Holy shit, I think we just went an entire podcast without dick jokes.
Penis,
dick. Alright,
so
good.
There we go, we got our
penis fix. Alright, so I guess this is it. Thanks for listening.
We promise next week will be more entertaining when we have Nick inside.
That's okay. It was a nice series, but I like the change of pace. Last week was kind of toned down. This week, real good. But this is a wrap. Thanks for listening. Listen to us at frostedgaming.com, Awesomeware Studios, or you can search for us on iTunes under Awesomeware or Awesomeware Studios or The Fishbowl, because technically we are The Fishbowl Podcast. So yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.